السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. This is our last and final session about brotherhood and friendship. And when I was thinking about the topic for this series, I've been thinking about many different topics, but I thought perhaps this would be one of the most needed topics for our community. And I think the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is to have a community united and built around taqwa. So alhamdulillah, we've been able to have so far 9 sessions, and this is the last session. Of course, we cannot finish everything that we had in mind, but alhamdulillah, at least we discussed some major aspects. And inshallah, again, tonight we would have another lecture after Du'a Jushan in Farsi and also in English to get ready for A'mal for the night of Qadr. So that lecture is also inshallah to be in place. If you remember, we talked about the rights of brothers and sisters over each other, the right of believers over each other. Yesterday I mentioned a passage from Risalatul Huquq, the essays about rights by Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Today I read a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In which 30 rights are mentioned. I don't have time to explain them even briefly, because I want also to talk about some of the things that we should observe in our brotherhood and friendship so that we become day by day stronger and not divided. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, لِلْمُسْلِمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ ثَلَاثُونَ حَقًّا. Every Muslim, every believer has 30 rights over his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. لا براءة له إلا الأداء أو العف. There is no way to be exempted from these rights. The only thing is that either you have to observe these rights, or if that brother or sister said, I have forgiven you. Otherwise, he can claim. On the day of judgment, he can say to Allah, I fulfilled my responsibility towards this person, but he was not fulfilling his responsibility. One is يَغْفِرُ زَلَّتَهُ, to forgive his lapses, his mistakes. وَيَرْحَمُ عَبْرَتَهُ, when you see he is sad, he's crying, you should be kind and merciful to him. وَيَسْتُرُ عَوْرَتَهُ, to cover whatever he doesn't want to be seen or to be known by people. Aura here is not only the private part of the body. Aura means something that you don't want to be known or be disclosed to people, maybe a secret, maybe a problem. Another thing that Rasulullah mentions is وَيَقْبَلُ مَعْذِرَتَهُ. If your brother or sister makes a mistake, but he asks for forgiveness, he says, you know, please forgive me, please excuse me, you should accept. If you don't accept and let this remain in this situation, it's not good for you, it's not good for him, it's not good for your relation. It's better to forgive. If someone wants to backbite him or her, you must not let this happen. And if that person says something, you should defend your brother or sister. Don't let people damage the reputation of your brother or sister in front of you, or you, na'uzu billah, become part of it. Listening to ghaiba is like speaking ghaiba. Sami'ul ghaiba, ahadul mughtabain, or ahadul mughtabin. There are two ways to read. So one right of brothers and sisters is not to let people backbite them. وَيُدِيمُ نَصِيحَتَهُ, continuously wants good for him or her and offers good advice. Another thing is وَيَحْفَظُ خُلَّتَهُ, he preserves his relation and also the friendship that he has with some other people. Friend of your friend, you should respect and be like your friend. If someone is brother or sister or friend of your brother, you should respect this and you be kind and respectful to that person as well. وَيَرْعَى ذِمَّتَهُ, if a Muslim brother or sister gives protection to another person has some promise from him for protection, from help, you should try to observe that. Don't say, I didn't promise you. If your brother has promised someone to do something to protect him, you should also observe this. وَيَعُودُ مَرْضَتَهُ, if he becomes ill, she becomes ill, you should go and visit. It's a right that he has. وَيَشْهَدُ مِيتَتَهُ, if God forbids he dies, you should take part in the funeral and show your sympathy to the relatives. وَيُجِيبُ دَعْوَتَهُ, another right is that if he invites you, try to accept, unless you have really an excuse. If he invites you for iftar, he invites you for a meal, invites you for, I don't know, celebration or a sad occasion, when he invites you, try to accept. If you don't accept the invitation, this would be affecting your relation. So a right to observe is right for inviting you to his place. وَيَقْبَلُ هَدِيَّتَهُ, if he gives you a gift, you should accept. Don't say, I don't take gift from anyone. No, you should be accepting. And sometimes it's also a sign of humbleness. Sometimes you don't want to accept, but you have to accept. وَيُكَافِعُ صِلَتَهُ, and you should also try to visit him and offer him gifts. وَيَشْكُرُ نِعْمَتَهُ, if he has done anything good for you, you should be grateful. Plus, if Allah has blessed him, you should be grateful. There are two ways to interpret this. To be grateful to your brother and sister for what they have done for you, and to be grateful to Allah for what Allah has given them. You know, if, for example, Allah gives your son a good job, you thank Allah. You don't say, my son should thank Allah. You also thank Allah. If your son has or daughter has a child, Allah gives them child, you thank Allah. The same is with mu'minin. If you see any success, any blessing coming to the life of a mu'min, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are like this. If they see any success, anything good in our life, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as said by themselves. وَيُحْسِنُ نُصْرَتَهُ, he helps him very well. A mu'min should help his brother and sisters very well. Another thing is يَقْضِي حَاجَتَهُ, gives him and grants him his request. We have many, many hadiths about قضاء حاجة المؤمن. Many hadith. If a mu'min has a request, needs your help, and you help him, is much better than doing umrah. Not only one umrah, several umrah. قضاء حاجة أخيك المؤمن. We have lots of hadith about this. Maybe one session we should just talk about this. Of course, mu'minin themselves are reluctant to ask others for help. Unfortunately, there are people that for very little things, they trouble others. This is not good akhlaq to always ask people for help. You should be reluctant to ask. But when it comes to offering help, you should be very keen to offer help. You don't want to receive help, but when people are in need of help, you always offer help. One of the characteristics of Prophet Ibrahim, Allah Nabiyyina wa Ali wa Alayhi Salam, was that he was never asking people for help, but he was never saying no to people when they ask him for help. This is good akhlaq. Not ask from people, and at the same time, don't say no to them when they ask for help. We are sometimes opposite. When they ask for help, we say no. But when we are in need of help, we always ask people. Another right of brothers and sisters is, if you cannot yourself help them, or it's not in your hand, but you can intercede, you can give recommendation, you can go and ask on his behalf to someone to help him. So you should do this shafa'a for the brother. Another thing is to reply to his salam and greeting. It's a right, it is wajib to reply to salam. To speak nicely, to accept when he swears, he says, Wallah, you should accept. Another thing is to help him whether he is zalim or mazlum. What does it mean? To help your brother or sister whether he is oppressor or oppressed. The explanation is here. When he is oppressed, it's obvious you help oppressed people. You defend them against the oppressor. When he is oppressor, you help him by stopping him. If your brother or sister is doing something wrong, you should help him, not by encouraging him. No, you should help him by stopping him. نصرته ظالما فيرده عن ظلمه وأما نصرته مظلوما فيعينه على أخذ حقه. When he is unjust and oppressing people, you help him by stopping him. And when he is oppressed, you help him to gain his rights. Another thing is not to abandon him and forsake him when he is in need of help. Another right is to want for him every good thing that you want for yourself. And to not to want for him anything bad that you don't like for yourself. And there are others, I just selected some of them. So there are 30 rights that we have to observe with respect to our brothers and sisters. And as Rasulullah said, these rights are something that we will be questioned unless the person has forgiven or we have done and performed and carried out our responsibility. Otherwise, we will be questioned about the rights of mu'mineen over us. I quickly mention few points that can damage a relation of brotherhood and friendship, and few points that can help, because this is my last session. I have to rush, and I am sorry for that. One of the things which is very harmful and damaging, friends have to remember this, husband and wife should remember this, parents and children should remember this, that is mira. Mira means to dispute and argue with each other for the sake of proving that you are right. We have many hadiths that you must not get involved into mira, into debating for proving that you are right, even if you are right. Rahimallahu imra'an taraka al-mira' wa in kana aw walau kana muhaqqa. May Allah's mercy be on the one who doesn't dispute even if he's right. If you have a disagreement with your brother or sister or husband or wife, okay, explain yourself. Listen to the other party. Then you realize that he doesn't agree. Explain again your point, clarify the questions, everything that that person doesn't accept. Let him argue. I think maximum is 2 or 3 times. After 3 times, leave it. If you don't come to an agreement after 2-3 times, I am sure you will never come to agreement after tens of times of continuing this discussion. Maybe another time you try it again. But if you keep insisting on your position, the other person keeps insisting, then it gets emotional. Then it's very hard for you to accept or for the other person to accept. When there is disagreement, please don't insist on your position. Please don't say, I am right, you are wrong. Even if 100%, which is really a big if, most of the time we are not sure, we insist. But even if you are 100% sure that you are right, leave it. Allah will, inshallah, help you in another time. This mira, this debating and argumentation is not useful. Imam Hadi alayhi salam said, Al-mira'u yufsidu sadaqat al-qadima. Even an old friendship can be damaged and broken by mira. Another thing that you should observe, there are many things, but I am mentioning only a few, is to observe some level of haya, positive shame, between you and brothers and sisters. Don't become too much close. For example, this is your friend, very good friend, brother. You go to swimming pool together. Observe some haya and modesty when you want to take shower, for example. Part of it is wajib, but even wajib is not everything that you should observe. You should observe more. Don't get too close. Don't say all your secrets or your confidential things to each other. Don't say what wrong actions, for example, you have done in the past. Observe some level of haya, because this is good for you, for your honor, for your dignity, and also for your friendship to remain. If you tell everything to him or her, then may gradually develop a negative idea about you. Another thing which is very much also important, not to do takalluf, not to undertake to do something which is more than you can cope with. It's very good to offer food, for example, or meal. But I shouldn't put too much pressure on myself by borrowing money, spending lots of time and, you know, hours of work. This takalluf is very bad. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, أَثْقَلُ إِخْوَانِ مَنْ يَتَكَلَّفُ لِي. Imam Sadiq said, the heaviest, the most difficult brothers to deal with are those who do takalluf. When I go to see them, or when they come to see me, they do so many things and they trouble themselves that I don't feel comfortable.
another group which is opposite, أخفهم على قلبي, those who are very light, very easy to deal with, are those that when I am with them, I don't need to be worried and careful. It's like I am alone. We have something, we eat together. I don't need, you know, to put myself, my family into lots of trouble. Of course, you respect your guests, you respect your brothers, but not but going out of your ways for this. Takalluf is not good. And another thing is to humiliate each other, to insult each other, to say bad words. Sometimes, especially some boys, when they get very close to each other, they start saying bad things to each other. This is not good. Even if you don't mean to insult or humiliate, this is insulting. Insulting you and the other person. When I use a bad word, first of all, I am insulting myself. I am bringing my own honor down. A dignified person never uses bad words. And also you are saying this to your friend. So you are also insulting him. So never use bad words. Always remain respectful. Why we cannot be very close, very intimate, but at the same time respectful. At the same time observe modesty and haya. There is no reason that you should forget modesty and respect because you want to be very close. You can be very close and respectful. And few things that can help in strengthening our relation. As I said, because this is my last session, so I have to rush and I am very sorry for that. One thing is to visit each other. You know, like Salaya Rahim, you have to visit your kinship, you have to visit your relatives. Mu'mineen are also like relatives for each other. You have to visit each other. You cannot boycott your brothers and sisters, or you cannot just say, I see you in the mosque, I see you in Husseiniya, in Dua and Nodbe. We say, هل من جزوع فأصاعد جزعه إذا خلا. Is there anyone who is lamenting for you so that I help him when he is alone, when he is in private? It means that mu'minin should be having private relations and meetings with each other in addition to public meetings. Here we meet, alhamdulillah, hundreds of mu'minin, but this is not enough. With those who are my friends, I should have additional meetings, family meetings, I don't know, sometimes going together somewhere. This would strengthen the relation. Another thing is to shake hand when you meet each other. Brothers should shake hand with each other, sisters should shake hand with each other, and this is very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, إِذَا لَغِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُصَافِحُهُ. When one of you meets his brother, they should shake hand. Shaking hand removes hatred and breaks the back of shaitan. Shaking hand is very important. And there is a beautiful hadith. Remember this hadith and try to benefit from this. Hadith says, when two mu'min shake hand, Allah is shaking hand with the one who has greater love for the other. So if you love me more than I love you, Allah will shake hand with you. So always try to have more love for your brothers and sisters than you receive from them, so that you would be shaking hand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it has no physical meaning. It means support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when we say, when you touch Hajar al-Aswad, you are touching the hand of Allah. Smiling at the face of brothers and sisters is very important. Something which is not costing anything. Even if you have problems, if you have troubles in your life, still when you meet people, a smile. Mu'min, even if he's sad, he should smile when he meets people. بُشْرُهُ فِي وَجْهِ وَحُزْنُهُ فِي قَلْبِ. To smile is a very important quality. It's not easy. It has to become a habit. You have to establish it as a habit that all the time when you see mu'mineen, you try to smile. Another thing which is one of the manners of Ahlul Bayt is even to make a bite and give to your brothers or sisters, to give them a bite. For example, you are having iftar together, sometimes offer something to them, like when you do with your children. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Man laqama mu'minan luqmatan." If you give a bite, you make a bite and give to your brother, sarafallahu anhu mararatal yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will keep away from him the bitterness of the day of judgment, the difficulties of the day. You see, Ahlul Bayt want us to be like one family, meeting together, offering what we have to each other. Another thing is to pray in nights of Qadr especially. Pray for your brothers and sisters. If you pray for them, it is good for them and also good for you. Allah will answer your prayer, inshallah, for them and would give you the same or more. So whenever you want something good, don't ask it for yourself. Ask it for other people. Then Allah will give you also the same thing. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, عَلَيْكَ بِالدُّعَاء لِإِخْوَانِكَ بِالظَّهْرِ الْغَائِبِ. Try to pray for your brothers when they are not there, when they are absent. Remember them, pray for them. This will bring the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith says, it removes calamities and Allah will give you the same. Lots of benefits for praying for each other. Helping them to marry. If a brother, a sister wants to marry, needs help, can be financial help, can be moral help, can be helping with some, I don't know, activities, organizing something, it's very important to help with marriage. And another thing which is very important is to always wish good for your brothers and sisters and never think that their life is secondary to you or to your family. Give lots of attention to them. If your brother has a problem, if your sister has a problem, you should be concerned. You should not have rest. Wish for them always the good. So I finish because our time is getting over. So alhamdulillah, in this series of 10 sessions, we talked about the significance of brotherhood and friendship in Islam. And then we talked what advantages, what benefits this has in dunya and akhirah, and why we should try to increase the number of our brothers and sisters, our friends. And then we talked about the recommendations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam about the people that we should try to establish friendship with them, and also the recommendation about the people that we should try to avoid. Then we talked about the rights of brothers and sisters and friends over each other, and then certain things that can damage the relation, and finally we discussed some issues that can help your relation become better and stronger and more productive. I hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless us and honor us to be a very united community, so that insiders and outsiders would judge about us that we are really brothers and sisters. It's not just saying brother or sister, it's much more than saying brother and sister. It's feeling with your heart this powerful relation of brotherhood and sisterhood. If we establish this, then together with the blessing of Allah, we can overcome all our problems. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. در ادامه بحث درباره برادری و دوستی در این جلسه که جلسه دهم هست و آخرین جلسه ما هست به سه مطلب سریع اشاره کردیم. فرصت متاسفانه کمه و جلسه آخر ما هم هست. یکی درباره حقوق برادران و خواهران ایمانی نسبت به یکدیگر اشاره کردیم، به بخشی از رساله حقوق امام سجاد علیه السلام که امام سجاد علیه السلام در اون رساله وقتی حقوق برادران و خواهران دینی را نسبت به همدیگه مطرح میکنند به امور بسیار مهمی اشاره کردند که چون فرصت کمه من عزیزان رو خواهش میکنم که به رساله حقوق که هم الحمدلله ترجمه انگلیسی شده، اصلش هم که عربی فارسی هم هست، مراجعه کنن و خودشون بحث رو دنبال بکنن. بعد اشاره کردم به حدیثی از امام، معذرت میخوام، حدیثی از رسول اکرم صلی الله علیه و آله و سلم که 30 حق را برشمردن. 30 حق که رسول خدا فرمودند هیچ کسی نمیتواند از این 30 حق بری و ذمه شود مگر اینکه یا ادا کنه یا اون فرد مقابل ببخشه. یعنی اگر اون برادر یا خواهر دینی به من نبخشه، من روز قیامت مشکل دارم. 30 حق شوخی نیست، جدیه، یعنی میتونه مطالبه کنه روز قیامت. این 30 حق رو حدود 20 تاش رو توضیح دادیم، فرصت باز کم بود خیلی سریع توضیح دادیم. از جمله اینها که در واقع میشه گفت که اون حد اقلش هست و باقی دیگه روی این استوار میشه، اینه که هر چی که برای خودت دوست داری برای او بخواهی و هر چی که برای خودت نمیخواهی برای او نخواهی. این تازه حد اقله. این که عذر او را بپذیری، وقتی یک چیزی را انجام داد بعد فهمید اشتباه کرد، معذرت خواست، ببخش. بعضی ها خیلی اخلاق خوبی دارن، کینه ای نیستن، خیلی هم که ناراحت بشن فراموش میکنن. بعضی ها نه، تا روز آخر عمر تو ذهنشون میمونه، هر از سنگایی هم به رخ طرف میکشن. این خوب نیست. مؤمن نباید کینه ای باشه. یقبل معذرته، معذرتش رو بپذیره، اثرات و لغزش هاش را بگذره ازش، کمکش بکنه. اگر مظلوم است کمکش کنه به چی؟ به این که بتواند به حقش برسد و در مقابل اون ظالم ایستادگی کنه. اگر خودش ظالمه بازم کمکش کنه. به چه معنا؟ چطور ما برادر ظالم رو باید کمک کنیم؟ به این که باز بداریم او را. کمکش به این نیست که تشویقش کنیم ظلم کن، کمکش به این است که بگیم این کارو نکن، تو داری به خودت ضربه میزنی. سلام به او بکند و سلامش را جواب بدهد، دعوتش را اجابت کنه. اگر دعوت کرد شما را به منزلش، به مراسمی، دعوتش را اجابت کنید. هدیه ای داد، هدیهش را قبول کنید. سله هدیه ای داد، مقابلا بهش بدید. به شما سر زد، مقابلا سر بهش بزنید. حقوق مختلفی را توضیح دادیم که این حقوق اگر رعایت بشه چند خاصیت داره. غیر از این که رابطه دوستی را تقویت میکنه، جامعه را به لحاظ امنیت فکری و روانی بیمه میکنه. یعنی این بالاترین سیستم تأمین و امنیت اجتماعیه. اگه من مشکلی داشته باشم برادران و خواهرانم منو رها نمیکنن. اگر احساس تنهایی و دلتنگی بکنم منو تنها نمیگذارن. اگر کسی به حق من تجاوز کنه دفاع میکنن از من. اگه من دارم خطا میکنن میام جلو من منو نصیحت میکنن، فشار میارن، میگن تو ظلم نکن. اگر این سیستم مراقبت، مساعدت و برادری عمومی بشه، خب همینجا میشه بهشت، همین دنیا میشه بهشت. خیال انسان راحته، تنها نیست، کمک داره و انسانهای دور و برش هستن که میتونه به اونها اعتماد بکنه. بعد از اینکه حقوق را مطرح کردیم، بعد گفتیم که یک سری اموری هست که اهل بیت فرمودن مراقب باشید این امور به دوستی و برادری شما لطمه میزند، از اینها اجتناب بکنید. من بعضی از اونها رو سریع اشاره کردم. یکی از مواردی که اشاره کردم و دوست دارم روش تکیه بکنم دوباره برای عزیزانی که تازه رسیدن یا انگلیسی رو متوجه نشدن، مراء دوستی را از بین میبره. در روایت هست که حتی دوستی قدیمی را از بین میبره. مراء چیه؟ مراء اینه که انسان جر و بحث بکنه برای ثابت کردن این که من حقم تو باطلی. حتی اگر شما حق هستید، روایت خوندم میفرماد خدا رحمت کند کسی را که مراء نمی کند ولی اینکه محق باشه. به خصوص زن و شوهرها یا نوجوانها و پدر و مادرها، به هر دو طرف سفارش میکنم. اختلاف نظری اگر پیش آمد که طبیعی هم هست، گفتگو کنید با هم. گفتگو خیلی خوبه، صحبت کنید. خیلی از مشکلات به خاطر اینه که ما گفتگو نمی کنیم، تو دلمون نگه میداریم، یه دفعه یه عقده‌ای میشه مثل یک آتش فشان منفجر میشه. با هم صحبت کنید. اگر میتونی ببخشی خب ببخش. اگه تو دلت هی مونده، هی داری قصه میخوری، بگو. منتها یک بار، دو بار، مکسیموم سه بار بگو و بشنو و جواب بده. نشد دیگه ولش کن، بذار برای یه فرصت دیگه. هی ادامه بدی، هی کش بدی، خیری از توش در نمیاد جز اینکه روابط تلختر میشه و اثبات حق پیچیده تر میشه. هیچ فایده ای نداره. جر و بحث هیچ وقت حق را نشون نمیده، چون وقتی به جر و بحث کشید دیگه حق میره کنار. من میخوام خودم رو ثابت کنم، اونم میخواد خودش رو ثابت کنه، این فایده نداره. دوستی و برادری، همسری، هر رابطه انسانی مثبت با این مراء میتونه از بین بره. یکی دیگه از چیزایی که سفارش کردن اهل بیت که میتواند به دوستی ها ضربه بزنه، سفارش کردن جلوگیری کنید، تکلفه. تکلف خودش یک آفته. امام صادق علیه السلام فرمودند که برای من ثقیل‌ترین و سنگین‌ترین برادران اونایی هستند که تکلف میکنن. آدم میخواد بهشون سر بزنه، مصیبته. اونا میان خونه آدم، مصیبته. فرمودن از همه سبکتر و راحتتر اونایی هستند که وقتی باشون هستن مثل که خودم هم. آدم احترام میذاره، یه مقدار سعی میکنه بیشتر مثلا غذا آماده کنه، اما دیگه نمیخواد خیلی به زحمت بیفته. و بعد یه سفارش هایی هم کردند اهل بیت علیهم السلام و من بعضیاشونو گفتم که چه کارهایی بکنیم برات صمیمیت بیشتر بشه. سر زدن به هم دیگه، هدیه دادن. عرضم به حضور شما انسان گاهی اوقات به هر حال دعوت کنه با هم دیگه جایی برن، و اینکه انسان خیرخواه باشه، نذاره از اونها غیبت بکنن. چیزهای مختلفی که دیگه فرصت نیست و بحثمون رو همینجا تمام میکنیم. انشاءالله همونطور که عرض کردم سخنرانی دیگری خواهیم داشت، هم به زبان فارسی که من خدمت عزیزان خواهم بود، هم به زبان انگلیسی انشاءالله در کتابخونه که
مخصوص شب قدر انشالله صحبتی خواهیم داشت و اعمالمون هم انشالله بعد از افطار با دعای جوشن و سخنرانی و انشالله مراسم خاص احیا خواهیم داشت. در این لحظات بسیار نورانی و مبارک، لحظات نزدیک به مغرب، در شب قدر، شب شهادت امیر المؤمنین علیه السلام، با تمام تضرع و با درک عمیق نیاز و فقر و احتیاجمون به خداوند متعال، همه قلبها را به هم بدیم. من یکی دوتا دعا میگم، انشاءالله آمین بگید. خدایا تو را به محمد و آل محمد قسمت میدهیم که در دنیا و آخرت میان ما و محمد و اهل بیتش جدایی میفکن. خدایا پیوندهای ایمانی و ولایی را روز به روز در میان ما مستحکمتر بفرما. خدایا هر آفتی، هر بدی، هر زشتی که اهل بیت را از اونها دور داشتی از ما هم دور بدار. خدایا هر خیر و خوبی و زیبایی و ارزشی که اهل بیت را در اونها داخل کردی ما را هم داخل بفرما. خدایا ما را جزو کسانی قرار بده که امام زمان از رفتار و گفتارشون راضی است و برای اونها دعا میکند. خدایا اسا همه اموات، اموات این جمع و ذوی الحقوق را مشمول رحمت خودت بفرما. همه مریض ها، مریض های از مؤمنین، مؤمنات، مریض های این جمع، مریض های منظور، همه مریض ها را به لطف و کرم خودت از سایه شفا عنایت بفرما. رحم الله من یقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.